In studio with me now from the newsroom is Ryan Burrow. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for jumping in.
Well, thanks for having us.
I gotta bring in the heavy hitters when we gotta talk about this stuff going down in Washington, D.C. So thank you.
Yeah, we've got Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky on the phone. Congresswoman, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
It was, there are obviously a lot of different storylines going on right now. I want to start here, though. Not a very good opening for one Congresswoman Mary Miller, a rookie now from Illinois.
You know, I was looking forward to meeting her and calling her my colleague, which I have. And then I find out that she was preaching to the invaders yesterday and said that what Hitler said was right. And I just couldn't believe it. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to understand that references to the Holocaust and to Hitler are not appropriate for members of Congress to be promoting.
Is this a rookie goof, or is this something that's a little more serious? Because you've been pretty aggressive in kind of obviously denouncing what she said, but even Congressman Garcia, Congressman Kinzinger have stepped in and said this isn't right.
Right. We, out of my office, we put a letter together that just condemned what she had to say. Every single member of our delegation, including Republicans, was offered to sign on to the letter, and it turns out that actually only the Democrats did. All of them, all of us, signed on to this letter of condemnation. And at the very least, that's what she deserves. I have called on her to resign, because if that's just a rookie mistake, I have great doubts about that. This is something that turned on that crowd. It was aimed for that audience. So, and especially as a Jew, I resent it, but it's certainly not just aimed at Jews. The Holocaust is almost universally derided.
Well, that was the start of what's been a pretty newsworthy last 24 hours, huh? Where are you at right now? Are you still in Washington?
I'm physically, yes, I'm still in Washington, going to be heading home. I just heard that the plane that was supposed to leave for Chicago at 3:30 was emptied out, that there were a number of these MAGA people acting out, I guess, on the plane. Mike Quigley's on. You'll have to follow that up. But, they're still at it. This is a very dangerous moment, and I think Donald Trump is the most dangerous person on this planet right now. So I'm supporting the 25th Amendment, which would remove him from office, or impeachment.
This is kind of a weird moment, too, because with all of the chaos that happened yesterday during the day, and then obviously we went deep into the night and early into the morning with the certification process, but now it's over. Now it's done. Congress is going home. We don't know if we're going to hear anything from President Trump. Do you feel like there's a lot of a business that still needs to be taken care of before January 20th?
I absolutely do, though it's only 13 days away. I feel like this president is the kind of person that says, if I'm going down, I'm going to take you all with me. And I don't know what that could mean, but even though he's not allowed on Facebook or Twitter, too little, too late, but he does have the nuclear codes in his pocket. He is still the president of the United States. So I think this is a very scary time. A lot of the people who were here acting out are feeling very empowered right now. They managed to penetrate the capital of the United States of America. They were able to vandalize the office of the Speaker of the House. They were able to shoot into the chamber of the House of Representatives. I think they're feeling pretty strong right now. And the president told them that he loved them. So I think we are not out of the woods right now.
What can be done at this point after what happened yesterday to get COVID vaccines in people's arms and stimulus checks in their bank accounts in the coming days? I mean, that's probably what your focus should be on right now, right?
Well, and certainly the focus has been and is still on relieving the agony of so many Americans because of the COVID, be it the economic problems that it caused or the health issues that it caused. So, yes, we certainly aren't going to give up on that. But when your very democracy is being challenged and that challenge is being led by the current president of the United States, This is a dangerous moment that has to be addressed. And by the way, the sergeant-at-arms has been is no longer the sergeant-at-arms or the head of the Capitol Police. They are both gone because we were not protected properly. I don't get it.
So there's. Do you think that on January 20th there will be a collective sigh of relief that, from at least your perspective, the Democrats will have control of the White House as well as both chambers of Congress? Is the plan then to kind of steamroll and get all these things that have been sitting on Mitch McConnell's desk for the last months or years done, whether it be immigration, whether it be student loans, whether it be some of these things that have been pending that haven't been voted on? Or is it going to be time to reach across the aisle, try to build some relationships, build some coalitions with Republicans, maybe try to get them on your side?
Well, don't assume that those bills that Mitch McConnell has on his desk right now wouldn't pass if he would just call them. I absolutely believe we could make some modest progress in gun violence, on immigration, on health care, on getting more money into people's pockets, on doing work around small businesses. I think a lot of those bills actually would pass if they had ever been called, and now we have the opportunity to do just that and work with the Republicans who would actually like to support some of this legislation.
You think that there is that desire out there to reach across the aisle at where we stand right now?
Yes, because I think what we're calling for are things that most Americans want to see us do, to crush the virus, to provide health care, to make sure that our small businesses are able to stay alive, and that people aren't evicted from their homes. So I think there is a lot of support for that. Maybe even getting what the president originally called for, and that is a $2,000 check to families that would go a long way to at least get them a little bit of help.
All right. Well, Congresswoman Schakowsky, thank you so much. Great to get that information for you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take care.